My name is Mom Nitz with lessons from a fellow mama on this podcast episode. Ooh, exciting to. And definitely, I'm sure, insightful. Make sure you stay until the end of our episode. Hello, hello, mamas, and welcome to the Mama Academy PH podcast show. It's good to have you back for another round of Mama Chat, Kwentuhan, and more for this podcast episode. If this is your first time here, welcome, and I hope that you feel comfortable. Very quickly, Mama Academy PH is a learning community for mothers, a space where we encourage, empower, and enable mothers to continue hashtag learning alongside motherhood. So if you're up to joining a learning community for moms, please do find us on Facebook and Instagram. And sali na kayo. We have workshops, gatherings, and other initiatives for moms like you. And also, please do us a quick favor. If you love this episode, kung nagustuhan niyo siya, please give us your rating and leave us your rating, your comment, or drop us a message over at the Facebook or Instagram page. Now, back to our episode. Our mama guest for tonight is our Suki guest. I think, ano na to, pangatlo. I think it's her third episode or more na nga actually with us. But, you know, when we have her, we don't get enough learning now from this mama who's full of wisdom. Next. We have on the podcast show today again, Mama Jude. She's a mom of two, whose two beautiful kids are now in college. Tama? Yeah.
Incoming college, freshman, and then graduate na yung isa.
Yes. And by profession, she's a dentist. And now, currently, she found herself working with moms and families, empowering them with money decisions. I'll let her talk more about this. But welcome to the Mama Academy PH podcast show, Mama Jude.
Hello, hello, Kay. Magandang umaga, tanghali, at gabi. To all your listeners, to all the moms, yeah.
Lahat na. Okay.
Lahat na.
Welcome back.
Yes, thank you for always having me on your podcast. Thank you,
oo
thank
naman.
You.
And thank you also for saying yes. Marami tayong pag-uusapan na may meaty conversation for today. So, well, for the benefit of those who are new to the podcast show, please, can we start by getting to know a little bit about Mama Jude. Pakilala mo naman yung sarili mo, a little bit about the work that you do right now.
Sige. So you mentioned, so by profession, I'm a dentist, but I retired after 15 years of practice because I realized it's not for me. So I tried to do other stuff. So I went into business and then I went into writing also. And now, when I reached middle age, I found a career that is both helping others plus educating. Probably I'm an educator by heart. I'm not a teacher by profession. But I love learning, and yung learnings that I receive from mentors and coaches, I pass it on to others. So yung una ko kasi introduction, I'm a dentist by profession, an entrepreneur by commission, a writer and speaker by passion, and a podcast host by emotion. O, di ba? Ang dami. So sabi ko na lang, content creator. But I help moms. I help moms and middle-aged women transition into the different seasons of life.
Right.
So I do that through my content, my writing, the podcast episode, and also through my one-on-one coaching.
Right. Multi-passionate, tama. Multi-talented. Multi-passionate and multi-talented. No less than Jude.
Kailangan kumita, ano ba? Mahirap ang buhay ngayon.
Alam mo, nung nagpasabog si Lord ng talent and skills, andun si Jude sa harap.
Kulang pa, Lord. Pengi pa.
Love it. Praise God. No, thank you, ah. Thank you for that, that I'd say relaxed introduction about yourself, no? Kailangan natin yun kasi medyo seryoso ba yung pag-uusapan natin. But we'll make it less serious. I think
Yes.
that's Jude's talent, helping people appreciate things in a more layman way or ano ba,
Pasimplehan
more
na lang natin ang
practical.
mga bagay. Yeah, simplehan na lang
Correct.
natin ang bagay.
Correct, correct. Pero wait lang, curious akong tanong, paano ka napunta dyan sa, your current hard work right now, helping families with their financial decisions?
When I was a young mother, very clueless ako about money. In fact, I don't like talking about money. Ayoko siya pag-usapan. It's a taboo topic for me because I don't know, it's just uncomfortable to talk about. Kasi feeling ko it's personal. But yung avoidance na yon, yung sinasabi ko nga na difficult conversation, yung topic about money, parang it took a toll on our family's finances din.
Finances. Oh,
Kasi
okay.
hindi namin pinag-uusapan mag-asawa. So parang, oh, ano,
Okay.
kung ano na lang, ganyan, 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 ganyan. Tapos, so when we started, so even if I was practicing my profession, sa bahay naman kasi yung clinic ko. So I don't have really a regular source of income. Siyempre, pag may patient ka
Okay.
lang, doon lang naman talaga may income ka, di ba? So technically, parang it's one income household lang kami. But when the kids were young, okay lang yun. Okay lang yun kasi yung needs nila konti lang naman. Tapos I was homeschooling mom. So wala masyadong expenses na malaki. But
Demands,
yeah. But when they started growing up, dumadami na yung demands, I realized na ay parang may mali. Parang may mali the way we look at money, the way we see money, and the way we manage it or handle it. Actually, na-mismanage namin siya. We
Kaya ka
got into
napunta
debt.
dyan. Kaya ka napunta dyan.
Yun yung start. And then when I had the opportunity to get into finance in the insurance industry, naging masipag ako kasi nga learner ako eh, mahilig ako mag-aral. So when I was undergoing all the trainings, ang dami kong aha moments, parang dapat kasi ginawa ko to noon, dapat kasi ganyan, ganito pala dapat, ganyan, ganyan. So parang it came to me later on na in life. Middle, ano na ako, parang nasa late 40s ko na siya. Nag-iinteresado kasi, yeah, because parang ang naging advocacy ko, I don't want the young couples or young mothers go through what we went through. Kaya when I talk to young couples or yung mga nagsistart pa lang ng family, yun yung dinidiin ko na I'm here because I want to help. I'm here because I want to teach because nobody taught me before. Nobody gave me tools before on how to manage your cash flow, blah, blah, blah. So I got into it na tama na yung nasa tamang mindset ba ako. And yung purpose ko was aligned with what I really want, which is to teach. So yun. Ganyan.
And the rest, as they say, is
Is
history.
history. Yan.
Okay. Bilang nanay, because usually the moms naman are the ones who are more babad when it comes to money decisions. Of course, the husbands also, no? But when we talk about household finances, diba? Ikaw, what's your core belief or guiding principle when it comes to money management? Ano yung pinangahawakan mong parang number one belief?
Okay. So yung sinabi mo na management, actually we are just managers of the money that the Lord has provided us, whether income mo o income ng asawa mo o income nyo through business. So whatever money na pumapasok sa bahay ninyo, sa Lord galing yun. As long as tama yung source, as long as legit yung source ng money na yun. So since this is not ours to begin with, so minamanage lang talaga natin. So it starts with the belief and the thinking na this is not my money. This is the Lord's money.
But the Lord's
So,
resources.
yeah, it belongs to the Lord. Diba sabi nga sa Bible, everything is sa Kanya. Sa Kanya lahat. So, if you have that mindset na this is not mine, so paano mo siya ngayon i-manage? So, paano ka ngayon magsispend? Will you splurge just because you have? Will you splurge just because you have the ability to spend or you have extra? Ibig sabihin, uubusin mo na. So,
That's where the
gano'n.
decision making happens, you know.
Yeah, oo. And
Just
ang hirap din if you're if you and your husband hindi kayo pareho. Mas nagiging challenging kasi iba yung belief niya, iba yung principle niya, iba din sa iyo. So it makes it that's why many mothers parang complicated when it comes to talking about money.
Dahil marami, nasimulan mo na, no? And this is becoming very insightful na as we dig deeper into this. Let's talk about your three money management lessons over the years na natutunan mo, whether as a mom, as someone who's coming from a place of expertise, no? What's your top three? Mabilisang top three lessons lang about money that you want to impart to the moms who are tuning in right now.
Okay, sige.
We're
Una-una.
listening. We're listening.
Sige. It comes from not only from natutunan ko, but also from life experience namin mag-asawa. So, unang-una, you have to know your cash flow. So, yung cash flow mo is yung pumapasok na income, income salary, whatever, and yung expenses na lumalabas. Kasi kung clueless ka, kung yung in and out ng money mo, hindi mo rin alam saan na pupunta yung pera. Magtataka ka na lang, asan na yung pera ko? Asan na yung sweldo? Parang 10 araw pa lang, wala nang sweldo. So, dapat alam mo kung magkano yung pumapasok and magkano yung nilalabas mo. So, sometimes when I meet clients, especially yung young couples, doon ako nagsa-start. Mag-start muna tayo sa cash flow ninyo. Kasi baka naman you're already overspending or you're spending too little naman on important matters like say in savings or investment. Instead of use allotting money there, baka mas mahilig kayong mag-travel. I'm not saying huwag mag-travel. Kumbaga yung an ang tawag ko doon is yung extra. Baka mas malaki ang napupunta doon kesa doon sa dapat na tinatabi mo.
Puntahan. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's
Okay.
one. So know your cash flow because if you don't,
Yes.
you will get into trouble, you will overspend, and you will have financial distress, which will
And
cause a rift.
your cash flow, when we talk about it includes your expenses ba?
Yeah,
Income?
yung pumapasok sa iyo tapos yung expenses na lumalabas sa iyo. Baka kasi negative
Savings?
ka. Yeah. Baka negative ka na kasi. Mas maraming labas kaysa pasok ng pera.
Basic pero
Yeah.
ang hirap nun ha. Isipin mo, you have to
Oo.
track.
Yeah,
It takes
yun. Tama.
intentionality. Takes intentionality.
Before, hindi namin yung
And
ginagawa. Hindi namin yung ginagawa.
yeah.
Kaya nagtataka kasi napupunta yung pera. So, it's important to keep a tracker.
Yeah.
Notebook or app, kahit na anong tracker. Yeah, that's
Yeah.
number one. Number two, so it's connected with number one. You have to live within your means. Kasi if you cannot afford, if you cannot buy things in cash, it means you cannot afford it. Kasi nakaka-tempt mag-credit card. Di ba? Nakaka-tempt. Uy, ang ganda. Ay, kailangan ko. Hindi naman talaga kailangan. Ay, sale sa ganito. So, hindi tayo aware na yung paggamit ng credit card, ang laking interest na pumapatong. Especially if you don't pay it in full right away. Doon kumikita ang credit card when you don't pay it right away. So, yung interest. So, if afford mo naman talaga, let's say afford mo naman talaga, pasok naman sa budget mo, nag-cash flow ka, pasok naman sa budget mo, kaya lang wala kang cash at the moment, use your credit card, but pay it right away. Pay it in full. Pag-uwi mo sa bahay, i-replenish mo agad yung ginamit mo doon sa credit card bago pa dumating yung bill. Okay? Tapos, wag din tayo masyadong padala sa nakikita natin sa social media na dapat branded yung damit, dapat bago yung sasakyan, dapat bago yung cellphone. Kasi nakaka-tempt naman talaga. Diba? Even the advertisements, basta lahat ng online na advertisement, parang tinetempt ka na buy me, buy me, buy me. So if you do not have control over your emotion, na bibili ka talaga, even if you cannot afford. And sometimes, yung para, I don't know if you're familiar with the phrase, keeping up with the Joneses, eh kasi yung best friend ko, dun sila nakatira sa exclusive subdivision. Eh paano kung hindi nyo naman talaga afford, tas pipilitin nyo. So you'll
At
end
yet,
up,
no.
oh, you end up, maririma tayong bahay. Alam mo, so napakalungkot. So, yun, so live with
And
your
then the
worries.
unnecessary stress, no?
Yeah, wala namang masama. Alam mo, matagal na akong tao. Matagal na akong tao.
Hindi naman masyado.
Wala namang masama kung mabuhay ng simple. Hindi naman masamang hindi bumili ng bagong ganito. I don't know if the listeners would appreciate this, but coming from based sa experience, hindi kailangan laging bago. Hindi kailangan laging signature. Although some would argue with me, eh kasi investment, let's say yung bag, investment naman yan. O edi, sige, one or two, pero yung sampu, parang hindi ko ma-attain, sorry ah, hindi ko ma-attain magbubayad ko ng 60,000 worth ng bag. E pang-tuition na ng anak ko yun. So, I think it's also, you can also include there, you know your priorities. I'm not saying it's not bad, it's bad to get an expensive a signature bag. It's really up to you. But
And
if
knowing,
you
like
have
what you said, knowing yourself, knowing your priorities, knowing where you are in your finances will help guide you make the right decision, appropriate decision based on where you are
Yeah,
in
your
your,
capability, your capability oh. Basta as long as you can pay in cash and hindi ma-affect yung bills mo, yung savings mo, then you just merong ano lang na kailangan tag ito. May konting frugality din. It doesn't hurt to be frugal din. Not naman all the time. Not all the time. Pero ang hirap ng buhay ngayon sa totoo lang. Ang hirap ng buhay ngayon. Isisingit ko lang to ha. I had this with sa church no. We handle young couples. I don't know what the conversation was. Basta I ended up saying, sa panahon ngayon, napakahirap ng single income family. Because of the inflation and sobrang gastos, compare mo 5 years ago, 'di ba? Yung halaga ng 500 mo 20 years ago, pwede ka makabili ng cart na grocery cart 500. Ngayon, yung 500 mo, isang maliit na brown paper bag na lang. So, yung damandama mo yung value ng money mo, wala na siyang halaga.
Good insights, but also practical, no? Practical, like where we are right now.
So, the third money management lesson is you follow the ant. Sa Bible, it says, follow the ant, you sluggard. Iba yung mga langgam, pag merong crumbs silang nakita, pupulutin nila yun, itatabi nila yun. Tatabi nila sa kanilang anthill or kingdom. Kasi they're saving for the rainy
The
days. So,
rainy
ganun din,
days,
yan. Ganun din dapat tayo. Kung yung ant matalino, mas matalino naman tayo sa langgam. So, hindi natin dapat ihuhuli ang savings. In fact, once you get your income, your salary, ang tendency kasi bills agad eh. Set aside mo na yung bills. Unahin mo muna yung savings. Unahin, lagi na sinasabi, save for your future self. Yung future self mo pag matanda ka na, yun ang pag-aalatan mo ng pera mo. So when you get your income, get a portion of it. It could be, ideally, it's 20%. Pero kung hindi ta kaya, mag-set aside ka ng 1,000 a month or 500 or 5,000. Basta set aside a regular amount every month as your savings.
For your
And then,
income,
yeah. And then the rest, doon mo na paiikutin yung bills ninyo, yung expenses ninyo. Ang important, nakatabi na yung savings. Plus, yung tithes mo, syempre, yun na yung unahin mo. So, yung tatlo. So, Know your cash flow, live within your means, and savings or follow the ant.
And I guess, no, kaya siya mahirap because it takes deliberate talaga decision, no, and
Yeah.
firmness, no, like we'll stick to this, no. And
Yeah.
it gets harder because things like what you said right now are extra expensive, mas mahal na, you know, cost of inflation, everything else, no. That's where the challenge really comes in. But I guess in the end, like what you said, though, diba, looking at the future benefits of all these sacrifices, diba, all these little intentional steps will amount to something in the future. Diba? If there's one piece of advice that you'd like to leave the moms who are tuning in right now when it comes to handling finances, no. What's that piece of wisdom? Actually,
Itakap mo
wisdom na
naman.
lahat yun eh. Actually, wisdom na lahat yun eh. Like, final message rather.
I guess whether you're a single person or married ka, it's important to always look at the future. Pagplanuhan mo lagi yung magiging ikaw sa future. You will not always be a 35-year-old mom. You will be a senior citizen 20, 25 years in the future. So, yun ang paghahandaan mo lagi. And then, if you're a single person now, you're 24, 25, and then, ang paghahandaan mo, yung married self mo, may anak ka na ba? Kasi kung hindi natin yan paghahandaan, kailan pa? Kapag mahirap na, kapag may sakit ka na, kapag hindi mo na kaya. So, always prepare for your future self and even your future family. Kasi we don't want, like me, I'm middle-aged na. So in a few years, senior na. So I don't want my children to carry that burden of taking care of me. Alam mo yun, they have their own families. Tapos cargo pa nila ako. I don't want that. I am not their obligation. Their obligation is to their future families. So kami, ng husband ko, nag-usap kami, ayusin natin yung finances natin ngayon. Mag-set aside na tayo para whatever happens to us, ang inaasikaso na lang ng mga anak natin is gumaling tayo. Pag nagkasakit tayo is yung health natin. Hindi na nila po problema yun sa natin kukuha yung pambayad ng ospital, sa natin kukuha yung ganito-ganito. So it doesn't matter if you're 20, you're 16, or you're 50. Paghandaan yung future mo.
Yeah.
Yun.
Because usually the future is not something that we, you know, look at. Kasi nga hindi pa naman
Yeah.
siya talaga nangyayari, you know? We don't have
Yeah.
that. Diba? Usually we'll cross the bridge when we get there, but not with our finances, you know.
Oo. Yun
We
yung ano,
back.
yun yung madalas kasi nai-ignore natin. Hindi natin siya pinapansin until we realize, oh no, it's too late.
Although I'd say no, I think with everything naman, it's a balance of things. Like you also can't get too fixated with the future, not being able to enjoy what you have at present, though.
Oo
Let
naman,
us see.
di naman masamang
Diba?
i-enjoy mo yung pinaghirapan mo. But what I'm saying is, yun nga, yung balance and just a portion
Yeah.
of your
Yeah.
income, allot it
Yeah.
for
Yeah.
savings.
Yeah, just recognizing that you're not always your young self
Yeah.
and you're not always at your peak of your career, diba? So preparing for like the ants, the rainy days. That long
Yeah.
tips lang yun, pero ang dami mo ng wisdom for us. So
Gusto mo pa?
that
De, joke lang.
That's actually my next question. If the moms want to learn more from you, where can they find you? Or maybe they want to reach out and they have questions for you, they want to be guided, they want to get coached. Saan ka nila hahanap? Your public
Social media.
page. Yeah.
Yeah. So I have my Facebook, Jude G. Agbayani, and then I also have my Instagram, the same name, Jude G. Agbayani. And for the podcast, For the middle-aged women naman yun. I have Mom in the Middle podcast on Spotify and Instagram also, Mom in the Middle podcast. So if you just want to ask questions about anything about finances, just reach out and let's see if how can I help you with your questions. Yan.
Yes. Jude man always has ano, she has a lot of baon wisdom by God's grace. And she'll always answer you to the best that she can. Kaya halap na halap
Yes.
natin siya dito, di ba?
Love ko rin ng Mama Academy.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Okay, dahil dyan, we'll wrap things up. Thank you so much, Jude, for making time for us. And I hope that this is not the last. Hopefully.
Yeah.
Baka
Thank
ulit
you,
pa kami.
Kay. Oo
Thank
naman,
you
of course.
For what you do, for inspiring and empowering a lot of moms and, you know, families to be on the right track pagdating sa pag-manage ng mga finances. And to you, Mama, who's tuning in, thank you for sticking it out until the end of this episode. Ako, I do personally hope that Mama Jude's insights on wise money management gave you not just practical tips, but also that encouragement to take those small, steady steps toward financial, ano ba, confidence na. Financial management, better financial management. And remember, money matters don't have to feel overwhelming with, like what Jude said, with the right mindset, support, right people around you, no? Help, professionals helping you, and ano ba? With the support of your loved ones, people who are dear to you, special to you, you can make empowered decisions for yourself and for your family. If this episode blessed you, share it with a fellow mama and don't forget to tag us. This has been your host, Mama K. I'll catch you again on the next episode. God bless you and have an amazing learning.